Hello and welcome to take two of this week's Geek History Lesson Extra. I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson. He's Jason Inman, but you already know that because you're beautiful, sexy patrons who support us here on the Patreon. We just got finished our Shazam episode.
Oh, God.
And that's a Matthew Peterson from Major Spoilers joke. You're welcome. I cite my sources. And we are still joined by our amazing returning guest, Mr. Sal from Comic Pop. Hi, Sal.
Hello.
We got to get this out of the way. Sal.
Oh, yeah.
You saw Shazam. You've seen it.
I did see Shazam.
You've seen Shazam, all right?
I've seen it.
Can you give it we're not going to do any spoilers, mostly because Jason and I haven't seen it and would lack context. And we want to respect the fact that the movie's literally just appearing.
Yep.
But really quick, out of 1 to 5 lightning bolts, how would you rate the Shazam movie?
Oh, man. I mean, like, if lightning bolts represent the magic that Shazam is capable of, I guess I'd give it 5 out of 5 lightning bolts.
Whoa.
But, wow.
I mean, it delivers on all the lightning you could possibly handle in a superhero. It's a solid flick, I got to say. Like, I enjoyed it. And if you are a Shazam or Shazam fan, honestly, I don't think you'll be disappointed at all. Like, it's not without its flaws, obviously, but like it's the best Shazam movie that I think anyone is capable of making.
Wow. All right. That's high praise there. That's cool.
Yeah. I will say, though, the Wizard Shazam's beard looks really, really fake.
It's Diomen Hansu.
Yes. Thank you for saying his name, because I can't.
Who's now in every superhero movie ever.
Sometimes he's in the same universe twice.
I don't see where the problem is.
I don't either. I'm fine with it.
Yeah, just stick another beard on him and he can be taken of 3 roles per universe.
Right. I mean, I wish they would have cast him as Freddie Freeman. I'm just saying. So you, without giving any spoilers away with the Shazam movie, I wanted to have a discussion about basically Shazam in the DC cinematic universe.
Yes.
And we know that a couple years ago they made this movie called Justice League. And, mm-hmm. you know, it kind of wasn't that pleasing to most people.
Yes.
And it wasn't the movie that we all thought we were going to get. But I think we can all say with certainty that it won't be the last Justice League movie we ever see in our lifetimes. They're definitely going to do it again.
Oh, yeah.
Let me ask you this, Sal. Would you want to see the Zachary Levi version of Shazam in a Justice League roster? Would you want to see him port him over into a cinematic Justice League movie? Do you think that's possible? Do you want to see that? What are your thoughts on this?
I think it's definitely possible. And honestly, I think if they had this Shazam in that old Justice League movie, what is it, 2 years old?
So old, Sal. So old.
I know.
According to Twitter, that's ancient, man.
Right, exactly. It would have improved it, like, dramatically.
Interesting.
Because the movie is so, like, manufactured, and, like, Justice League is trying to achieve, like, laughs and heart, but, like, in post-production and in reshoots. But Shazam naturally weaves that in just by virtue of his character being there, and I think you could have actually achieved a lot of the joy that they were trying to ape off of with organically by using Shazam. I think he works in this movie universe, particularly because of the things I don't like about the DC cinematic universe as it is currently, which is to say, like, it's dark and everyone's unhappy, and Shazam just straight up isn't. And to do it in any other way would be a disservice to the character. But him set against it would actually kind of, like, make it nice.
So what do you think the odds are that we actually do see movie Shazam in, let's say, Justice League 2?
I think it's 100%.
Okay.
And the reason I think that is just because simple numbers, like, I think the movie's going to do well, and I think the movie's going to track well. I think that right now, based on just a few reviewers that have seen it and based on my own personal opinion, I think the movie does well, and I think it's successful in its, like, in its goals. And because of that, DC's going to be like, oh, thank God, another success. Like, okay, we got Wonder Woman, we got Aquaman, and now we have Shazam. We can make a whole new Justice League.
You know, that's a whole new trinity right there.
Well, it really is. It's like the successful trinity.
Right now, as of the time of this recording, Shazam is currently tracking to make $48 million domestically, meaning that it would give itself a $144 million worldwide weekend. That would be a great opening weekend, actually.
Yeah, DC would be, like, high-fiving themselves for that. Absolutely.
I think Aquaman was higher, but that's still a good weekend.
I think
it
was. And I think they said they were tracking that Shazam was going to do better than Aquaman, but I was like, there's no way. I mean, like, just by virtue of everybody liking Jason Momoa and nobody knowing anything about Shazam, just that race, there's only, you know.
Well, the other thing, too, is that Shazam is going to be dramatically affected by Avengers Endgame. Shazam has 3 weeks before Endgame is going to, like, give it a black eye.
Yeah.
And basically dig its own grave. Like, nobody's going to go see Shazam once Endgame comes out.
I'm gonna lob a little criticism right here. Shazam should have come out in February.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Or October.
They should have taken the Deadpool route and just put it out in February, made a bazillion dollars, especially because this movie is, for all intents and purposes, a kid's movie. I actually, one of the people who got me into the premiere asked me my opinion. And I was like, it's the most Pixar movie that Disney's capable of making. And they were like, can we quote you, please? And I'm like, yeah, sure, why not?
Oh, wow. Have you seen your quote show up somewhere?
No. Okay. I think they just were happy to hear it. But like, but it's the reason why I said that is because it's like it's very much a kid's movie that adults can really enjoy. And so that would have been a great opportunity to put it out in February, because like, how many kids movies came out in February? I mean,
Us,
you know. Us, yeah. Oh,
Us came out in March.
It's a totally kids movie.
Are kids in the movie.
Yeah, I take my 9-year-old to see Us.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. No. I barely went to see Us. I was like, once I saw the trailer, I'm like, this thing is intense, like too intense for me. Anyway,
speaking of intense, Shazam.
Yeah, Shazam.
So let's talk about, do you think it's surprising that there is a possibility that Shazam, the Superman copy, the Superman analog, has a chance to possibly outgross Man of Steel if it is as popularly received as everybody? The reviews are uber positive.
Yeah.
Do you think this is surprising again? Going back to this, there was a time back in the past where the Shazam comic book, the Captain Marvel comic book, outsold Superman. For about 5 years, it outsold Superman. And there's a chance that this movie could do the same thing. Surprising, not surprising? How do you feel?
It's very surprising to me as a comic book fan, but it's unsurprising to me as a cynic. for a person who's like, nothing can surprise me at all anymore, because like everything has happened and everything that like, you know, could happen will happen. The idea of a Shazam movie outperforming Superman and actually becoming like more of a household kid's name. I mean, like, I don't think Shazam's going to supplant Superman as a cultural icon.
Oh, no.
But and I don't think you're going to see kids like playing Shazam, like they're going to grab their bath towels and be like, I'm Shazam. But I think that this movie, because it's more true to the character than Man of Steel was to Superman, it will authentically be more successful, because people are going to be like, oh, this is just genuinely trying to do its own thing. It's trying to be the thing that it is, as opposed to Man of Steel, which is trying to be like too many things and doesn't wind up actually achieving any of it. For me, anyway. I know that a lot of people like Man of Steel, not me, but you know.
Let me ask you this, and I'm gonna, because you know, this is our patrons right here. You know, this is a trusting group of people. They're awesome.
Right.
I'm gonna ask you for one spoiler.
Sure.
And it's something that's bothered me about this movie.
Yeah.
And I want to know if the movie pulls it off or if the movie does it. And it's a very minor spoiler.
Yeah.
How do they name him? Because if he's called Shazam, if he goes, hi, I'm Shazam, oh, he becomes Billy again.
And the rumor that we have heard is that he sort of remains unnamed.
That's exactly it.
Okay, so he's completely unnamed. All right.
They just never name him. Now, I've always wondered, the wizard's name is Shazam, he's named Shazam, the trigger word is Shazam. What, like, how?
It's just good branding, Sal.
Well, yes, but how does he not accidentally turn himself back into Billy Batson when he identifies himself? I have no idea.
It's because his real name is Captain Marvel.
Right.
I so badly look, and we talked, Jason talked about it at length on the main episode, the myriad production history and lawsuits that surround this character.
Yeah.
However, I would have been so impressed if Warner Brothers had womaned up and called this movie Captain Marvel, and we'd had two Captain Marvel movies in 3 weeks competing in theaters. It would have been awesome. Also, probably illegal, but awesome.
Right? I think Marvel would have been like, would have freaked out, because,
well,
they would not have wanted
to. And you've seen both movies, correct?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Is Shazam the better Captain Marvel movie?
Oh, wow. That's a good question, because I really enjoyed Captain Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoyed Shazam. I think it's apples and oranges. They're two totally different movies.
Too vague. Like, pick one.
This is the internet, Sal.
I know. Well, I'm saying, like, I think
you
Captain
must love
Marvel,
one and hate the other.
Because, like, Captain Marvel, the Marvel one, achieves being kind of like a straight up movie with like a three act structure and a character arc. But so does Shazam. I think Shazam actually goes through more of a character arc change than Carol does. So
interesting.
So I guess, yeah.
So
I guess Shazam.
Winner, sounds like the winner is Shazam.
So, although I got to say, I had more fun watching Captain Marvel. But
interesting.
Interesting.
Okay. I prefer the Marvel movies to the DC movies, but Shazam's turning me around. I got to say, Aquaman. Yeah.
Let me ask you this: do you think we get a Shazam trilogy, a movie trilogy?
I think, without getting into too many spoilers, after this movie, you could have a lot of Shazam movies.
I think if anyone has looked at the merchandise, they understand what that means.
Yeah, if you've looked at the Target aisle, you kind of know.
That, yeah.
Which is, to me, I will say this.
Leave it at that.
Without specifically naming what this is, I will say that is a surprise that I wish I had got to experience in the movie. But Funko Pops, a couple months ago, released all the Captain Marvel Funkos and gave it all away. And if you've walked into any Hot Topic in the last 2 weeks,
you
kind of know what's going on. And
yeah.
That's all we'll say.
Most of the people in the theater.
Interesting.
They were surprised. I was ruined because I was in a toy store recently and there was one figure. And I'm like, really? Oh, that's kind of cool. Like, for me, it didn't ruin it, but I would have been like, if you had told me this will happen at like in this movie, I would have said, there's no way. They're going to wait until like Shazam 2.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what happened was they were like, we're probably never going to make a Shazam 2. Put everything you can.
Put it out there. You know,
although I will say there's one thing that isn't in this movie that I really expected. So don't hold your breath. And I don't think it's violating any NDAs if I say it, but Black Adam is not in the movie.
Son of a bitch. That's the one thing I was hoping for.
There is a reference to Black Adam.
Oh, bullshit. That's what I call bullshit, like, on you, Warner Brothers.
But The Rock does not appear, nor is he referenced by name, nor is he even implied to be a later threat.
Ugh.
It's just he's technically referred to via hologram, via magical hologram.
All right. Well, we should back off the spoiler territories.
That I think is comfortable. I can confidently say that because I think, like, saying who's not in the movie is easy enough to do.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's very interesting.
There are a lot of cameos, though, like references and cameos. Like, this is the most. It's weird how much it embraces the DCEU.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you got references to Aquaman and Wonder Woman and Batman, like the Affleck Batman, and more.
Interesting.
They don't say Steppenwolf, thank God. Like, just pretend like he didn't.
Son of a bitch! No, that's all right.
Which is like, yeah, anyway.
Well,
I don't want to get too
far
off.
let's not walk down the spoiler territory too far for our listeners. But
you can make four Shazam movies at least.
Yeah. Interesting. Wow. Well, then, you know, Sal, thank you so much, because I think you've made us all excited for the movie, except for
part. I hope so, because it's fun.
You know, I'm actually looking real. This is the movie that I was not looking forward to.
Really?
And hearing all the positive reviews has made me pause. Let's just say, all I will say is I am not a fan of one of the casting decisions. And I hope I am proven wrong when I see this
come
movie.
On, which casting decision?
No, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say Implied right. Company. But I'm ready to be proven wrong. We say this about everything. I hope every movie proves me wrong. I hope every television, I want it to be good.
Right.
You know, but from the outside so far, I've been like, I don't know about this one. I don't know. But the positive reviews are kind of turning me around. So I hope that I do love this movie. I hope I walk out of it loving it.
And we've been surprised by casting choices that looked questionable from the outside before.
100%.
I was not excited about Ben Affleck Batman, and I think he's the closest to the comic Batman we have so far.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I will say, gotta give a quick shout out. The kids are so good.
Yeah, the kid who plays Freddie Freeman really seems like he's going to steal the show from people with a lot more experience than him.
He does. But like they're all it's weird because Lucas couldn't accomplish it with one kid. And they have like eight kids in this movie.
Well, that's,
and they're all charming.
I'm going to be super shady about it. It baffles me that Lost in Space got three incredible young actors and the entire Arrowverse doesn't have one.
That's weird.
Well, let's talk about this. You brought something up, Sal, that I do want to talk about.
Sure.
These are young kids.
Right.
They're going to grow up.
Yeah.
They have got to start. If there's going to be a Shazam 2 and they don't age these characters up, which I imagine they don't want to because they need to be young teenagers for this to work.
Yep.
They've got to start production tomorrow.
Right.
To make Shazam 2 work.
Yeah, especially since like every other movie is gobbling up these kids. Like you got Stranger Things 3, Ghostbusters 3 is all kids.
Kids.
But you got that Ghostbusters 3 that's all kids.
These kids are all going to grow up.
Yeah, no, it's true. And fast because they're hitting adolescence. Like they're going to, before you know it, they're going to Harry Potter this thing. You got to get the
Well, yeah, you don't want Billy Batson to be like, Shazam, you know,
or Shazam.
And then Zachary Levi shows up and he's like, hey, I'm a kid. And he's like, no, right. We just saw you. Billy Batson has a beard.
Yeah, exactly. No, they got to start now.
Oh, all right. Interesting complications. All right. Sal, real quick, I'm certain I know actually for a fact that a couple of our patrons are huge fans of yours because we announced that you were coming on the show. They were like, oh, yay, Sal. But just remind everybody one last time where they can find you online.
Of course. Come over to youtube.com/comicpop and subscribe and check out everything we do. I think you're really going to enjoy it, especially if you like everything over on Jason and Ashley's channel. You're going to like it.
Thank you so much for joining us again, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you to everybody out there who supports us on Patreon because you are the amazing people that lets us spoil everything about Black Adam and commiserate about the absence of Steppenwolf, which I know we're all feeling right now.
It's very sad.
I man, best part of Justice League, right, Ashley?
Oh, yeah, easily. Best villain.
Why didn't they just paint him white, guys?
Right, that's
Why
right.
Why didn't they just paint him white?
All right, thank you so much. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for listening. I am Jason Love Steppenwolf.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson. Someone please draw me fan art of Jason loving Steppenwolf. Thank you, bye.